I like to see myself on the computer.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You love it, dude. You're totally...
No, it was really loud.
Notes from the Underground, June 15th,
2005.
I got Zach Rau here, and also my good friend Eros Resmini from the band Pebble Theory.
Howdy.
And so here we go with another show. Thanks for coming by.
Rude.
Okay. So that was Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. Where Have All the Good Boys Gone? Very, very good song. I like it.
Yeah, that was cool. We saw a message from one of our users that was talking about Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. And
were we?
Yeah. It wasn't this week. It was a few weeks back, actually. It was right before when I did Bobby Bell, that first thing with Bobby Bell. He gave me a bunch of recommendations on some good music, and Ted Leo was one of them. You know, he was assuming that I had heard of him, and I hadn't. But I chose to play the more unheard-of stuff that was right out of Illinois at the time. And but no, I'm glad it came in. That's cool.
Yeah, I got to see him at the Siren Festival. Yeah, Coney Island in New York when I was living in New York. That was awesome. Well, hey, you know, I want to make sure we welcome Cito into the mix here. Cito, he's coming all the way from SF, California. Booyakasha.
Hello, Notes from the Underground.
What's up, dude?
How you guys doing?
Good. So, you know, I was just, we're kind of experimenting here. We're using iChat to record this whole thing, and we got the iChat.
Say that as line.
We got iChat kind of rocking out the volume here. So I'm going to boost his signal a little bit because it looks like it's coming in a little low.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, Eros is in a band called Pebble Theory up in San Francisco. And we actually got some music from them and a bunch of some music that he picked out, and we got all kinds of shit lined up. So,
oh yeah, Cito, but you can swear.
So, oh, we can swear?
Yeah, do that now.
Shit.
More.
Fuck.
Use the C word.
Cunt.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love this. This is nice, right?
This is fun. I've never been on a radio show like that before.
Me neither. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're anything like a radio show.
It's not radio.
No, this is Podcast USA.
This is true. I'm looking at these guys on the monitor, and they got their headphones on and microphones. In front of them. So these cats look like radio jockeys to me.
We look like bullshitters.
Yeah, I think the correct term is loser. So Cito, tell us. I don't know, but let's hear a little about your band first. You guys are situated in San Francisco, right?
Yeah. We've been around for a little under a couple years now. Just about to go back into the studio and record for a compilation that some local bands out here are putting together.
Is that from the same label that your was it Kamikaze Records?
Yeah, Los Kamikaze Records. The band actually started it to put out our freshman release, and now we're just trying to do some more stuff with it.
I mean, that's pretty cool that you guys were able to make your own label and do it all yourself. I mean, didn't you guys record at a kind of an indie recording studio as well?
Yeah, it's really hot spot up here in the city called Tiny Telephone. It's run by a very well-known local musician by the name John Vanderslice. And he put together one of the coolest vintage studios I've ever stepped foot into. He's got the kind of gear that folks try and collect for a lifetime, and got it there, and it's available, and a lot of great, great bands have stepped foot in there and recorded some great stuff.
Did he have any advice for you guys in terms of getting your own label going and getting yourself set up the way you needed to be?
John is very much of an independent artist advocate, though. He's always been about doing it yourself, making it happen on your own terms, so that you're producing that you're happy with.
So yeah. He was pretty hands-off in terms of however you wanted to distribute it was up to you, but he was going to record it in the way that he's used to?
Right. And John's pretty much of a studio owner. He doesn't really get too involved in the recordings themselves. He he pops in during the sessions and checks stuff out and lends his two cents, but he really does kind of leave the engineer and the band to do their thing, you know?
Who did you guys have engineer that last one?
A guy by the name of, God, I can't even think of his name right now.
You're putting you on the spot.
Yeah, it's Josh Phelps. Gosh, if he heard that, I'd feel terrible. he's a great engineer. He's done work with Cake. He's done work with Chuck Prophet. Chuck Prophet, for those of you that don't know, is a pretty well-known local San Francisco kind of folk rock artist. So, pretty cool guy. We had a great time in the studio. This time we're going in with a really good friend of ours by the name of Joe Kempsey, who helped engineer the last album, but he's actually do the whole kit and caboodle this time around.
And so, you know, outside of the recording stuff, what kind of band are you? How big are you? How many members are there? I mean, what's going on with all that?
Four piece, your classic rock quartet.
Hey, say that again.
Guitars, bass. It's a classic rock quartet. Four piece, you know? You got the two guitars, you got bass, you got drums. We do a sort of eclectic pop progressive rock mix. There's a lot of groove and soul involved in it too. And yeah, we've just been around for a couple of years doing the West Coast thing, been down to L.A. a few times. And if you're ever in the city in San Francisco, you have a good chance of catching us. We're always on the bills out here.
So for the city, what's your favorite venue?
To play in?
Yeah.
Probably the Café du Nord.
Okay, and what's your favorite one to get?
No, to go to, probably the Fillmore. I don't think you can beat that as a venue in the city. It's got a lot of history.
What about Great American?
I was there last night. Stuff.
Great American is my personal favorite up there.
Ooh, great, great place.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite venue to get drunk in?
Probably the makeout room.
Oh, the makeout room. Good stuff.
Yeah. Great spot. You've got some great bands there too.
Well, hey, let's just go right into one of your tunes. Pulled this one off your album Status Quo. That I happen to totally dig. And so let's just play that, and then we'll get into some more talking about some other bands. We'll find out about some of your influences, maybe. I don't know, some of the music you brought in. And hopefully we can talk about, you know, some geeky shit, too, like computers or whatever.
Yeah, Cito, I'm going to just put this out there right now. Apple, Intel, think. I'll get back to you.
So
enjoy the tune.
What's that?
I said enjoy the tune.
Did you have a chance to find your mind again? Take a chance. Oh, did you just disagree with the state of mind that we see around? Did you ease your mind? I think they want a piece of me in time. I hate that nothing's changed. Please wait for me.
That's cool, dude. Thanks for letting us play that.
That's lovely.
Now, can you download that off the internet? Can anybody download that, or did I get special authorization from you to play that track?
Oh, no. You know the answer to that question. We have a ton of free MP3s on our website. That's part of our thing.
So you can go...
Introduce our own music.
Sorry, go ahead. There's a little time lag, but go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, we produce our own music, so we do whatever we want with it, and we want to share it.
That's awesome. I mean, that's sort of the whole thing here with what we're doing. We're just trying to... I mean, there's a lot of bands out there that are doing that same kind of thing, and I think, you know, if we could reach a critical mass, that the potential is there to change the whole system. I mean, you know, the peer-to-peer thing just kind of got us all started, but really, if you really want to be, you know, more democratic about it, just put it on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, Cito, you actually were talking about this at one time. You and I were speaking about a subject of you wanting to start, really go gung-ho on a label and the way you envision this label existing was something very different than...
Well, that's what he's doing.
Traditional labels. But, I mean, okay, I guess I'm...
I mean, isn't that what... Do the other bands that are part of this compilation you guys are working on, are they also putting music free up, you know, putting free music on the internet, or how are they marketing and distributing their music?
You know, I think every band does it a little differently, but, you know, all these artists are independent artists, so they're trying very hard to get their stuff out there. And that means using the internet and using that media.
Yeah.
Mitchell, you want to hold that thought and... Do it again?
Do what again?
No. Then the answer would be no. Because we're getting the chops.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, we just keep rolling. I think, it was a little choppy there, Cito, but I think we got the gist that there's a lot of independent bands out there in that are part of his label and that they're all doing their own thing, that they don't have to subscribe by his label's rules or whatever on the compilation just to be a part of it.
Hey, Cito, what do you think the future of music is, man? Because this leads right into kind of a question like that surrounding, like, well, where do we see it headed? I mean, where would you like to take Kamikaze?
I hope it just keeps creating.
You hope it just what?
Evolving.
You hope it keeps evolving?
Yeah, I hope there's still creativity out there. And where is it headed? That's a tough question, man.
Yeah. It is a tough question. Well, let's get into just talking about, instead of talking about the industry, let's just talk about music. So what do you got? You got some other tunes here for us?
Yeah. What should we try next? There's a great band up that I sent you guys by the name of Oranger.
Uh-huh.
They're part of the Jack Pine Social Club label. It's got a bunch of great artists from San Francisco. Sonny Smith's on that label. Amongst others. This is a great song called Delivered by Compass. It's off their recent album, Shut Down the Sun.
Cool, let's check it out. I'm going to drop it in right here. Thanks for sending those my way, by the way.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Great, great band.
How did you hear about those guys?
We played a show with them a couple different times. They're out of the East Bay in the Berkeley area of the San Francisco Bay Area.
Had a little bit of Sparta in there, didn't it, Zach?
Yeah. Had a little edge to it. I like that. Those Notes from the Underground guys that we know, they know that I like something with a little edge. Little chutzpah.
Zach's our punk rock representative.
Yeah, I'm the chutzpah representative.
Well, you might not like my other two picks, then, Zach. They're pretty mellow.
Yeah, well, Cito, I already know you're a girl. It's not your fault.
Because girls listen to soft music and boys listen to hard music.
That's because boys have hard-ons and women have soft, fuzzy vaginas.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy.
Vagina.
Yes.
Let's just talk real quick about a vagina because I want to, you know, we're talking about all this really heavy shit, you know, music industry, where's it headed? Blah, 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 blah. That's not really what's important. Let's talk about what's important here. I like girls. I like girls a lot. I like girls a lot. What the shit? Do you hear that? Wait, do it again.
I don't know. Cito can hear it.
Cito, can you hear this stuff?
Zach Rock likes Zach
Rock.
Zach Rock. That's his new name. Zach Rock.
I am
Zach Rock.
I am Zach Rock.
That sound of box sex box is dangerous.
It is.
Yeah, it really, really is.
You could just waste all night with that thing, huh?
Yeah. I can do choirs too, though, Eros.
Oh. It's angelic.
And now back to our regular program.
Let's talk about vaginas.
Enough said.
It's
too good to be true.
Yeah, and it really is.
It really, really is.
Anyways, no, let's get techie. What do you say?
Okay.
Did I cut you off?
I'll move from vagina. We talked about vaginas. It's great. Penises are cool too. I have one. I like them a lot. I just don't need them.
End of story.
I've got another one.
We could talk about another form of penis, which is technology.
It's also known as my detachable penis is actually called a Macintosh. I have a, I don't even know, G4 PowerBook. It's a 15-inch. I was, told by this gentleman here, Cito Bendito, to get this. And I also got the motherfucking Timbuktu bag that he told me to get. Right, dude?
Dude, you want to be me.
See? He thinks he's got the same fucking setup. So now I'm just like Cito Light. I'm like Eros Light.
You always were. Back in junior high, you guys used to pretend to be like relatives, and Eros is like the 7-foot-tall 10-year-old, and then here comes little Zach Rock, and then you guys would pretend, you would say you were cousins and shit, and the girls would go, really? And then you'd drop the bomb.
Yeah, no, it was Sunny Durack that I was dating her at the time, her and Toby Lau. And, they came and asked my mom at mine and Eric Klinger's birthday if we were really cousins.
We had them fooled for so long.
For like a year.
Great.
But what idiots tell people they're cousins when they're really not, dude?
I think everybody does that. I think there's two in every school.
Well, we were those two.
Hello.
So, Cito,
yep.
I need your opinion. This is going to be a long diatribe from you because I know I'm going to spark this. Apple recently announced, I believe about 2 weeks ago, recently announced that they would no longer be using IBM's Power PC processors but would now be using Intel processors, and they look to begin to make the transition in early 2006.
Poor IBM.
With the entire line making the transition by 2007, I just bought a G4 PowerBook. Am I an idiot?
No, you're cool.
So what do you think about this? Is it going to hurt their market value? What's up?
That's the announcement.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of hardcore people that are going to get all pissed off, and the rest of us will be happy because Macs will be cheaper.
I mean, how soon till people start getting access to the translator that turns your PC into an Apple? I mean, because theoretically, they were saying that the Mac OS X for the last 5 years has been building this capability to install the software onto an Intel processor computer since the beginning. So it's really just a matter of Mac releasing the development tools to make that kind of installation happen, right? Anybody know?
Don't know.
You know that stuff better than we do, Mitch.
Well, okay.
I just like my Mac.
All right, here we go. Then, gee, how are you copping out on this? You know, unbelievable. Okay, let's talk about this.
The most opinionated asshole I know is now suddenly on the radio where people are listening to him, and he's like, oh, I don't know. It's chill.
Yeah. I got no idea what you're talking about, as a matter of fact. Okay, so
you get to know me, I'm a real dick.
Yeah. A real penis. So, okay, here's my question. I was reading a chat board, and the chat board was talking about the possibility soon of, like, let's say you've got a dual Celeron Mac. You know, I'm making this shit up. But they were like, technically, it should be possible for you to be able to run OS X as well as running a Microsoft-based OS simultaneously and toggle between the two windows, which, like, all of a sudden, you have the supercomputer.
Totally possible.
You can put it in your butt.
What do you think about that, Cito? Are you down for some, like, you know, Windows shit happening on your computer? Will you ever, you know, install?
They have that now.
An XP?
You can put, like, the PC anywhere. What is that thing? There's some Mac application. You can put a PC on your Mac. But why the hell would you? Who cares?
I mean, that's the question. Is like, which one's the more, you know, user-friendly OS as well as, you know, what are we looking for when we buy a Mac? I bought a Mac for one reason only, and the reason I bought a Mac is because I design shit and I draw and I scan and I use Photoshop.
Which actually, when are you going to put some of that shit on the website? I want to put some.
All right. I'm doing a bunch of watercolor shit that I've been tweaking out, and I've been designing some guy's tattoo, and I'll throw it up there.
Shit, man. Let's just.
You got to make a Notes from the Underground T-shirt.
Oh. Oh. Whoa, check out the big brain on Cito. Oh, man.
I'm the ideas guy.
Obviously. Shit. Yeah.
Well, for that, you get a free one.
Right. We'll get you the extra small that you like to wear. Because what you don't know about Cito is that he's actually about 5'6". He's about 120 pounds. He's got black fingernail polish. And he wears extra small T-shirts and corduroy and Levi's corduroy pants. He only wears vintage Levi's corduroy pants.
No comment.
That is absolutely not true in any way, shape, or form.
See, what you guys can't see right now is I got a big old grin on my face while these guys make fun of me.
The best part is Cito's like 6'4". He wears baggy ass clothes and basically looks like an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
That's true. Yeah. Zach was lying before. Now he's telling the truth.
Now I'm telling. And he wears Giants paraphernalia. That's the San Francisco Giants paraphernalia or San Francisco 49ers paraphernalia, like at all times.
He keeps it real.
You know how we do.
You know how we do it.
I'm wearing a Kansas City hat. I've been catching shit for it like every show so far because
you're not a Kansas City fan.
You know, you know what? I had a good time at the Royals game.
At least you keep going. You know, it'd be one thing if we gave you shit and you just like stop wearing it. Then you'd be a real pussy.
Fuck no, I'm a cheap bastard. That hat cost me $25.
All right, Cito.
Let's play some music.
All right.
Yeah.
Which one, Jonathan Brooks or the O'Ryans?
Oh wait, did we even talk about?
Oh God, we suck.
We didn't even mention the bands that you played before.
Well, it was Oranger.
Oranger was the first one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was a killer disc. And we talked about it a little bit.
Oh, did we?
A
little bit.
I can't remember. Okay, so we talked about it. What was the second one? Just to say it again.
Second one, Audrey Sessions.
Audrey Sessions.
Killer band.
They're actually called the Audrey Sessions, or just Audrey Sessions?
I don't think there's a the.
Okay, so it's just Audrey Sessions. Can we find them?
Right.
Where would we be able to find them if we were looking on the worldwide internet pages?
Well, they're at Audrey-Sessions.com.
I'll post that in the show notes.
Yeah, they're a killer band. Awesome. I mean, go buy the album. These guys are awesome. One of my favorites right now.
Support some local music, guys.
Cool. So we've got two other tracks.
So these are a couple of singer-songwriters that I love. Jonathan Brooke, great folk artist, been around for a long, long time, and then a local artist from San Francisco. Actually, the East Bay. His name's Damon Moody, and I play shows with him in the city all the time. Great soul rock, neo-soul artist.
All right, well, we'll piggyback those two just like we did before. So here we go with the, is it Jonathan or Jonatha or I don't know. People.
Jonathan
Brooke. you know.
Here we go with some Jonathan Brooke.
Jonathan Brooke.
Jonathan.
Every morning I get up and I watch the war. Watch the war. And every morning it upstages all my favorite shows. Donna, you and Hogan's heroes. Every morning I get up and I raise the flag. Salute the monument of those who gave their lives. And I guess war's okay. It's just a little inconvenient. But it's better than a video game, and it's better than the movies. It's the American way, the New World Order. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, this is evident. In the American way, you must give and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. Because I want, because I will, because I can, so will I. Because I want, because I will, because I can, oh, so will I kill. Every morning I get up and I watch the war, watch the war. And every morning it upstages everything I know, everything I know. 'Cause it's the American way, the New World Order. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must give and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. Because I want, because I will, because I can, I am, so will I. Because I want, because I will, because I can, so will I. Because I want, because I will, because I can. Can you see? 'Cause I can, man.
But the planets were rivals amongst the Milky White stars. They met on a freighter over champagne and potion. His purple skin glistened in her feline eyes. They used to dance at a place in the nebulous, holding each other close, skin to skin, fabulous. African and plum, glitter and gold. The two became one, but their story has been so cold. Worlds apart, a war is done. Forbidden fruit is often the sweetest song. Love's truth shining out from Mount Zion. Message by Luna satellite said, won't you come quickly? And he knew something wasn't right. My father had forbade her in the name of our orange folk. They would have to get away, or else the love would choke. Worlds apart, a war raged on. Forbidden fruit is often the sweetest song. Love's truth shining out from Mount Zion. Ship, it looked just like a platoon, yes it did now. He tried to outrun them, did his best. In the end they were in each other's arms. And you know the rest. Worlds apart, a war raged on. Forbidden fruit is often the sweetest song. Love is truth, shout it out from Mount Zion. Solar flare in
just saying it's some Dave Matthews a little bit in there.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I didn't know Dave Matthews played jazz.
Yeah, you guys kind of have that kind of a band. His newer band's a lot more harder edge hip hop. Kind of cooler.
Harder edge hip hop, seriously?
Yeah, he's got a very cool veteran band. They do really hard edge sort of.
What's that guy's name again that we just heard?
Damon Moody. And he's at DamonMoody.com.
I dig it, dude. I dig it a lot. You know what it is? It's that drummer, because that drummer's like triplet. You know, syncopated beat, syncopated. It's like, oh, okay. You know, someone's got way too much chops for their own good. Kind of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, these days, if anybody like hangs out on the hi-hat like that and does the triplet and starts to sound like Dave Matthews, it's still signature, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's because that's all that guy did. I mean, he just chills out on the hi-hat.
Yep.
Chilling on the hi-hat. You know what I'm saying?
No, I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
I couldn't hear that.
Dude, all I want to know is, don't do it yet. What the fuck was that? Do that one again! Oh! Now that's a sound effect I can deal with. Do it again! Ooh, just ambient white noise in the background. Crickle crackle.
It's vinyl.
Oh, do the other one again. Oh, I love it. Scratching vinyl. Oh, that makes me hard. I'm fucking digging this, dude. Keep doing it more.
Okay.
Wait, oh! That sounded like my vibrator. Hold on, do that again.
Yes. Okay, this is getting nasty. I gotta get out of here. Yeah, I'm trapped in a room with Zach and he's horny.
I haven't gotten laid for 2 weeks. I've had 15 cups of coffee and I've got a perm hard on. Mitch, your hole's looking nice.
You went there.
I'm MC Escher,
Eros.
Dude.
Oh, help me.
Wait, hold on.
Eros, help me.
Oh, see, there's a whole other reason we got to talk about why you're fucking acting all, you know, skittish here. Because usually you'll just
because Renica's here.
Right, because usually I can just stick it in your butt and we won't say anything. Mm-hmm. But now, that's not okay. Yeah. He's like, Mayday, dude, Mayday, cut off his mic.
He always goes there.
Yeah, I know. He always does, especially when you get him really close to the line.
Right, you can't drag me to the line and then go, don't jump, don't jump. Don't do the other one.
That's so good. Stop! Okay, I gotta go. Eros.
Yes, come here.
I think it's time we say goodbye to you. And,
Finish up our show. We've only got like five songs.
Why don't we just call it? We'll play one more song and because we got it's already.
Well, then let's not do the mini bosses one. I brought mini bosses in because after that show last week, we were talking about wanting the mini bosses. Cito, if you don't know the mini bosses, go check them out. They play like all the old Nintendo tunes, like hardcore style. They're awesome. You'll love it.
Cool.
Go check it out. It's worth it. We won't play that. I would love to play the Pilot to Gunner, though.
Wait, we have to play the voicemails that we got left. We got voicemail messages this week.
Okay, well, let's play the Pilot to Gunner, then we'll go straight into voicemails, then we'll outro.
Sounds good.
All right. Cito.
I'll catch you guys later on. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
It's been a pleasure,
dude. You're always welcome, so let me know if you want to come back on and play some tunes or whatever. Peace out. All
right, guys. Have a good night.
You too, dude. Go Giants.
Yes.
Start!
Okay, so this is Lee again. I called this morning. Steve Albini. I'm such a dork. Steve Albini also produced Pixies records, and Clive Davis is no longer the head of Arista Records. He's now the head of J Records because the parent company of Arista, BMG, forced him to retire when he was like 65
this
or 70, but then they gave him another label to start up. So that's what he did. And L.A. Reid took over Arista Records, and he discovered or whatever and signed Pink. And Avril Lavigne, and L.A. Reid used to be a songwriting partner with Babyface, who wrote a bunch of hits for Whitney Houston and Madonna and all that crap. But Clive Davis started out at Columbia Records as a lawyer in the 60s. Somehow he worked his way up to the head of Columbia Records, CBS Records, in the late 60s. And up to that point, the only rock artist that Columbia had ever really signed was Bob Dylan. And Clive Davis went to the Monterey Pop Festival and pretty much signed everybody that didn't have a deal. So he signed the Byrds and Janis Joplin and Moby Grape
and
other
shit.
Stuff. And then he got squeezed out of Columbia in the, like, 73, 74. They accused him of embezzling money or something weird. So then he started Arista and signed all your favorites, like Barry Manilow and Lou Reed and Patti Smith and Whitney Houston. So
this dude knows fucking
kind of swings
everything.
Both ways, if you know what I mean. And I know you're not going to use this because this is such a record geek, dorky kind of phone call.
Ha ha, joke on you, dude.
You said you didn't have any phone calls last week, and I actually meant to call because I put you in my speed dial on my cell phone so I wouldn't have to write it down or remember it.
That's awesome.
And that
thank you.
Is all I'm going to call you ever, maybe. But this is Lee the Dork signing off.
All right, Lee the Dork, I love you.
Yeah, that was the shit. Lee, I'm sorry that... that I couldn't get your first. We got your first voicemail, but God, something happened to it, and I can't play it on the podcast. So there's a little discontinuity there. But anyways, we got your other two, and God, we really appreciate that you were able to kind of follow up on our last podcast because. I mean, this is what we're looking for. We want people to kind of call in and speak their mind and say some cool shit.
And we will play you. Lee, that was brilliant. Thank you very much. Part of that is I knew some of that Clive Davis stuff, but I mean, my God, my man, you know, Lee the Dork, you have now been dubbed. Ye have been dubbed Lee the Dork. Lee the Dork, we have another question for you. Another music question for you. This is good stuff. This is always a question I've had on my mind a long time. I know Babyface started LaFace, I think. What's up with LaFace Records? How that start? I know there was a bunch of supposedly like scandal around that. I don't know. Something. So call us. Let us know. We'll put you on again. Love hearing from you. Mitch supposedly has a ton of sound effects, and now he's this big of a nerd. He's actually chatting with... Is that your brother?
No, this is Max McCauley. I'm trying to get him to call the line.
Oh, it's Max McCauley.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, Max, I still have your jersey. I can't believe I had that Auclair jersey. It's a rugby jersey from Ireland. I've had it for like good 10 fucking years. I still have your jersey, dude. Someday I'll give it back to you. It's a little worse for wear. I'm sorry. Lee, keep calling, dude. Keep calling.
We have another.
Oh, we're going to play another Lee.
We have another Lee.
Oh, play it.
So Lee followed up with that one with another one.
After he said he was never going to call again. Yeah. Dude, Lee, you're stuck. You know, you're addicted. You want in.
Here, we're just... Well, let me play this.
Hey, this is your... podcasting stalker. I'm totally going to get ragged for like calling three times, but I had paused the podcast before, and now I'm listening to it again. The Amit guy you're talking about is Amit Ertegun, Ertegun. He wasn't really an A&R guy for Atlantic Records. He founded Atlantic Records in the mid '40s, late '40s, with his brother Nishui. They're Turkish. They're children of Turkish diplomats, and they were very wealthy. And they started Atlantic Records because they got interested in American R&B. And they pretty much just signed R&B stuff in the 50s. And then Atlantic, of course, expanded. And Ahmet Ertegun was a mentor to like David Geffen and Seymour Stein and a bunch of other people that went on to be very successful.
Dude, how do you know this?
And A&R,
how does he know so much?
Artist and Repertoire. That's it.
Wait, this is really interesting.
The term actually dates back to like the 1920s or before that, 1930s. It was somebody, it's back when artists didn't really write their own songs. So the A&R guy would match the repertoire with the artist. Mm. So it was their job to, you know, there's
like
big band
Sinatra
singers and stuff. Patty Page or Frank Sinatra or any of those people. The A&R guy would be the one who would say, "Hey, Patty Page, I think you sound great singing this. Come on to my house." And she'd say, "All right." Or Rick McKinney or whatever. Crap like
I like that.
That
voice. That's so good.
I hope I don't ever call you again.
No. Call.
You've got a... I went to college, actually have a degree in this crap.
This
so
crap.
If you have any questions... Just ask me on the podcast. Say, hey.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Lee. Who's Ahmet Ertegun? And I'll call you and tell you. This is the trivia that's stuck in my head, and it so rarely is useful that I'm glad I can be of assistance here from Powhatan, Virginia. And that's my third phone call. I think I should set myself a limit.
No, I think you should just go unlimited here now, Lee. At this point, you should just be... at all times calling.
Yeah, we're into that shit.
Yeah, if you've got problems with girls, call Mitch. If you've got questions about Star Wars, call me. I'll answer your Star Wars questions if you answer the music questions for us. Dude, that is awesome. Lee, we love you. You are gold star for the day. You are
A for the day.
You are the podcasting friend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Lee.
He's our pod... Oh, that's good. We've got a new term. We coined it. Don't fucking listen to anyone else.
Our pod friend. Our pod friend.
He's our pod friend.
He's our pod friend.
Okay, let's do a little song for our pod friend. This is our pod friend, Lee the Dork. He calls us. We love him. Actually, I think we're going to listen to some music. Anyone ever heard of the Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra? Very good. They're from... I believe they're from New York. They mix multiple types of musics. You'll like them. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra, and that song was called Hypocrite. I got that off of Epitonic. It's actually, I think it's on their front page now.
You can also find it at yourmomandmymom.com.
Oh, do it again. Do it again. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. Come on, do the one I'm looking for.
You want the special?
I want the special edition. I want the Saturday Night Special. Come on, give me the Saturday Night Special. God, that's good. Just rub it around right there. That's nice. That's how we like it. Oh, man.
Yes! Yes! So gross.
It's so gross. It's so gross. Okay. And right after that, I'm going to say something even worse, or I'm going to connect it to that, and that's going to be disgusting, which is, Lee, I want to have your children.
Oh, God, you had to.
I had to go there.
This is so embarrassing.
For you?
Yes.
No one knows who I am. I could give a shit. It's not my podcast.
No one knows who I am either. I'm still embarrassed. You're, like, orgasming, like, on me.
You used to like that.
Yeah, then I got a girlfriend.
Are we not communicating anymore, Mitch?
We're communicating.
It's okay, just, so we're going to play one last song, or are we going to just get out of here?
I thought Max was going to call, but he won't. He sent him an IM, but...
Dude, whatever. Tell him to call right now.
I did.
Tell him again.
I did, and then it said, Max MC Duh has gone offline.
So would it show up on the little Skype thing right there if he called and left a message? Or you have to, like, refresh it or something like that?
I don't know. No, it calls. I'm available right now.
Oh, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh. Serious, dude.
Well, maybe he'll call, and then we can interrupt this. But this
Let's
last
just
week,
say goodnight. It's late. It's gone. This is, like, a 70-minute podcast.
It's our,
like,
longest one yet.
Ever. The longest podcast ever.
Ever. Ever. Ever. You got nothing. Oh, there it is. Shivert. That's a Steve Kovac sound effect. And when we say Steve Kovac, we go shivert. Shivert. Choir.
You know, something serious, something bad just happened, you know, I don't know.
I like it when it goes sharp. When it goes sharp there, it's like, yeah. Oh, I like that.
So, you know.
This is how we do it.
We do it. This is how we do it.
You know, this is good, Mitch. We're running on like 6 weeks here, 5 weeks here. We're like in a row. We've just been going, going, going. You know, we've been at some pretty good shows, you and I.
Yeah, we have.
Multiple times.
I'm into it.
I am. Do it.
It's like we just keep getting music and people and cool shit happening. I think next week we're actually going to have Movement come in and do a show like here for us. That's what Bobby said. I don't know. Bobby couldn't be here tonight because he's dealing with some Michael Jackson
repercussions.
So apparently he's super busy at work, so you know, I don't know. But
what do we got next?
So hopefully Movement will be here live next week, and they're gonna do a little set. I don't know if we can get all four of them in here. I guess we could.
It's I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
Okay.
Because you don't want me here?
That's not true.
Because there's too many people.
That is not true.
The first person to get bummed is me.
Why?
Run a mic in your house, and I'll play Nintendo while they do their thing, and I'll just chime in periodically. What do you think about that?
Just run a mic into the other room?
Yeah. And I'll just whenever say stuff. No, it's not working. What do you mean, where? How does he mean?
Come on, Max, call 213-784-0924.
All right, there it is. The machine crashes.
Minutely.
213-784. The machine crashes minutely. That is the deal for the day. Okay, so this is the mini bosses. This is called Castlevania. You got to like the Castlevania.
There we go. Wait, it's gonna fuck up.
Oh, fuck.
No. Okay. Now we can do it.
Oh, now we can.
Now.
Okay. This is the mini bosses, Castlevania.
We're going to do
this. This is the theme song from Castlevania. It's very good.
We talked about this last week.
You gotta love it.
Oh, phone call. Shit. How do I turn it
down? I don't know. Here. Answer the phone call. Tell him to hold on.
Max. Wait,
yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, hold up. Just.
Max.
Run it low.
Max, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What up, dude?
Yeah. Yo.
Macaulay. Yeah. Hey, Macaulay, it's Z-Row on the fucking phone. The Zizak.
Zach Rowan.
Zach Rowe.
What's up, my friend?
What up?
I still have your fucking your rugby jersey, dude.
Valley at the Cliff. It's a Gaelic football jersey.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear this Castlevania? Can you hear Castlevania in the background?
Can you hear that?
Is that a ska band playing it?
No, dude. It's a band called the Mini Bosses, and they rock out like all these Nintendo songs. And this one right here
is a band, right?
Yeah, and this is the Castlevania theme. It's so fucking good.
So they're like that ska band that did all the Tetris rhythms in a row.
Yes, yes.
But with way, way trombones in it.
Right. These guys just have the rocking guitarist who just can rip out all the stuff. I mean,
do they wear serious headgear?
To be honest, when I saw them, they're pretty normal.
So they don't play any Mega Man shit?
No, they do. I'm sorry. I apologize. I must have misunderstood you. Yes, they play. They have Mega. I can bring Mega Man in for next week.
They need money,
dude. It's unbelievable.
To get masks made,
right?
To get masks made, they need money.
What?
I don't know. Max is a non sequitur.
Wait, why? Hey, by the way,
it's not a non sequitur. If they want to make it big, they don't have to be Gwar. But they need to, have costume changes and stuff to really get people in the mood. any jam band can sit there like, hey, do you remember that one time with that great guy that played Super Mario Brothers on guitar? He was like the end of the internet for 30 seconds. I mean, anybody can do that in a band, but not everybody can come out like, a real mini boss. You remember that stuff in Super Mario Brothers 2? Hey, walrus looking shooting eggs out of their nose?
Yes.
These guys need money for costumes. now am I sequitoring enough for you?
Yes. Macaulay.
You like the sequitur, huh?
Macaulay, dude, what's up with the machine crashes minutely?
It's been explained to me that when you have a computer for long enough and the electrons are going through the guts of it for long enough, they kind of rub down the corners where it's supposed to be going zap zap, instead it goes zap zap with Zach Rowe.
Oh man, this is perfect.
And then the screen is blue, and then we have a problem.
And that's when it's crashing minutely.
I love that we're having a conversation with Max Macaulay during the fucking mini bosses.
Hey Max,
it's very fitting.
Are you still freestyling?
Yeah,
MC Dub.
Somebody.
Hey, are you?
Can we?
All the time.
Can we get?
Can we get like a special?
Can we get some MC Dub?
What topic do you want?
Well, we don't.
No, right now, tonight. Dude. Spit it live, dude.
Can you?
About what?
Oh, I don't want to put you on the spot. I just want to know if we can get some MC Dub on the internet. Is there free downloads of some MC Dub rhymes and shit?
I kind of try to keep it to myself so that, like, if I ever actually start doing studio stuff, people can't be like, oh, yeah, I've got a set of that guy waffle-mouthing about last fall.
All right, well, then, do you mind hitting us up with a little something right now?
Into a jukebox frame of mind or what?
Just anything you want, man. Riff off the top of your head. Just give us some loving.
I need a topic, man. Get me started.
All right, yeah.
Video games.
Or Apple computers.
Okay, we're going video games or computers?
Yes.
Computers or emulators? Skywalker's or Darth Vader? If you remember putting a quarter in the place and grab a different kind of joystick, stick and you got to get your frame of mind that you gotta get it around the Death Star attacking. You gotta get them Ewoks out of the place because they start lacking. They got the technology looking like a telephone pole. They got a man that was not in full video game control. They sitting there like they're gonna kick back and have a witch doctor party in the sensitive Mac. They want to be feeding styrofoam to Princess Leia. They want to get in line for the third version and the Slayer. They want to be the one that's sitting on the full dressed up and like a stormtrooper. But what's up? But you're too short. You're going to have to get the midget version. Never going to be in the place of when you start to binge the Persian when you start getting off your Andor. How did we get on the Star Wars topic conversation? War? That's right. We're sitting back into the Empire Strikes Back. I got a tauntaun. I got a goddamn jetpack. I got a place. I got a lightsaber to cut them open so I could be warm in a cold white vast open expanses of snow. The place caught off and people was looking at me like, Khan the Rock.
Drinking.
Does that hurt?
Woo! Yes! Yes! That was awesome!
That was the shit.
That made my entire day, if not my week, and maybe my month.
Yeah.
Oh,
get
dude.
Me a job, dude. We'll be down there.
Yeah.
Dude, on the beach.
Where are you at right now?
In the broken computer room.
Where is this?
In Berkeley.
Berkeley.
What have you done with the disc?
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 What are you doing up in Berkeley, dude?
We're still playing the game.
Oh, man.
I'm just organizing my lotion, man.
Oh, what's your lotion? You got flavors?
Is that who? Lavender.
Lavender only. That's the only flavor
at
you
dollar
rock?
Store.
That's your. That's my kryptonite, man. I don't know if you and I can get together,
dude. The mini bosses.
Can I have my clothes back?
Yes, you can have your clothes back.
We can't be together.
I'm not sure they're gonna look the same as when you gave them to me 10 fucking years ago. It's been that long, dude.
You think I can still fit into that?
No.
Sparks has more than one calorie.
Dude, yeah. Are you cranking Sparks right now at 10:30 at night?
No.
You should be.
Yeah, that was like a 7:30, 8:30 thing.
All right, nice. So what are you? You working up there?
Huh?
Are you working?
Currently, or you mean earlier today?
No, just in life.
Yeah, you know, I'm working it. Watching them twerk it.
He's a cagey bastard, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's transit, man.
He's hard to get a handle on.
He
you
will
know
give
what I'm
you
saying?
No straight answers. Captain, no straight answer.
Vote for me. That's the answer.
Oh, that reminds me. I keep forgetting to say that we got we need some votes on Podcast Alley. I don't think we've gotten one. I'll
need some what?
So oh, it's not you, man. Shh.
On Podcast Alley, there's this website called PodcastAlley.com. And if you go there...
It's like a bowling alley, but for podcasters.
And PodcastAlley.com.
Yeah, right. And if people go there, I'm hoping that maybe some of our listeners will go there and vote for our show, because I don't think we've had one. And, you know, it's good to have votes. If you get votes, then people
like
find out about your show and whatever, and we don't really have that many.
Well,
listeners.
I mean, you got access to a Xerox machine somewhere, right? Tell you what you do. 16 little business card-shaped things to a page on regular paper. Doesn't need to be tagboard. And promise something. If somebody votes for you on Podcast Alley and give them, you know, and then they've got your information, a reason to go everywhere,
Like a back massage.
Yep. Like messages in a bottle.
Hey, dude, why don't we promise them like I'll do some crazy. We'll do like a postcard or something, and I'll print it up, and we'll.
T-shirts. What about T-shirts?
Sounds like an investment.
No, because I've already got the screens at my house. All I gotta do is buy the T-shirts, and supposedly a friend of mine knows the Dove guy from American Apparel, so I'm supposed to be getting hooked up with super cheap T-shirts that are seconds.
Yeah.
Should probably be getting hooked up with the girls that are advertising that in Vice Magazine.
No, see, we can't talk about that here. Both of us are taken. But you can talk about that all you want.
I wasn't talking to you guys.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank
you.
But
I was talking to mini bosses.
Right.
Yeah, we just rambled over their fucking song, the poor guys.
I was talking to Woodman.
You were talking to Ben Kenobi.
No.
Well, because Ben Kenobi's a pussy nowadays.
Yeah. He ages like 40 years in like a month. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, when you swing through him, he just turns into, you know, empty clothes. That's limp.
Stop, Zach. Now Zach wants to. Now he's being ADD. You can't hear this, Max, but maybe tomorrow you will. There's all these sound effects that we can, that we're using.
Oh, sound effect.
Yeah, Mitch.
What? Who?
You fucking kill me.
You know what? There's no better sound effect than this. Menlo Park.
Ahem. Ahem.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
That's it.
Do it again.
That's
I didn't get it.
Effect, man. Effective.
Effective. Okay, effective and effect are very different things.
My God. You know what? I think we gotta. Our podcast is like 90 minutes long, so we gotta close this thing down.
That's right. Well, you know, just when you cast it out, just reel in the professionalism.
Yeah.
Reel it in.
Yeah.
We try. It doesn't work so good.
Reeling it in. We're not reeling shit in. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being on the air with us.
Yep.
Yeah. May you reel in a whale shit one of these days.
Yeah.
Yes, and may your toenails fall off.
Thank you.
See you on MySpace.
Huh?
I'll see you on MySpace.
What, at work?
You know. Yeah, I'll check out online, you know. Maybe I'll check out your profile.
Yeah, check me down the hall, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
All right. Easy, lad.
See you later. That was cool.
That was perfect.
That was totally random and cool.
And awesome.
So
if you happen to call the line at approximately...
What time?
Sometime between 7 and 10:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Then we might answer it.
On a Wednesday. It's when we do it.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We will see you next week.
We love you.
Peace out.